well as some parts of the Ukrainian regions of Donetsk, Kherson, Luhansk, and Zaporizhia, which threatens international security with grave implications for the international order based on the rule of law. We condemn the holding by Russia in September of the so-called elections on the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine, which include Crimea, in violation of Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity. We reiterate that results of the so-called elections are null and void, and the so-called elections themselves are illegitimate. We are gravely concerned about the reported continued violations of IHL and severe violations and abuses of human rights perpetrated against the residents of Crimea, including against persons belonging to the indigenous Crimean Tatar people. We are equally concerned about the illegal deportation and forcible transfer, as well as indoctrination of Ukrainian children and compelling them to accept Russian citizenship. We condemn annexation and conscription by the Russian Federation of Ukrainian citizens from the temporarily occupied territories of into Russia's armed forces. We emphasize that the cessation of Russia's war of aggression against and the reformation of sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine within its internationally recognized borders, as well as comprehensive, just, and lasting peace for Ukraine, should be ensured for restoration for UN Charter and rules and principles
Thank
of international law.
Thank you very much for the statement. I give the floor to Costa Rica on behalf of Group of Countries.
Mr. President, I have the honor of delivering this statement on behalf of a cross-regional group of the states. The Vienna Declaration and Program of Action, VDPA, stresses the importance of eliminating gender-based violence against women and girls in public and private life, all forms of sexual harassment, exploitation, and trafficking in women, and the elimination of gender bias in the administration of justice. 2 years ago, the tragic death while in custody of Jina Mahsa Amini led to an unprecedented movement in the Islamic Republic of Iran that was violently repressed by Iranian authorities. The fact-finding mission on Iran concluded this year that the crime against humanity of persecution on the ground of gender has been committed in the repression of the women life freedom movements. Victims and their families have a right to truth and to justice. There must be accountability for all violations. Mr. President, 2 years on, the repression continues through other forms. Patrols of the morality police and other law enforcement agencies have intensified in the past few months. And